Welcome to Brand New Information, a pop culture and political podcast. I'm Suzanne of My Kind of Sweet and The Sober Mom Life.
I'm Jay of First Ascent Podcast. Each week I'll teach my sister about politics.
And I'll teach my brother about pop culture. And, you know, we probably won't break the news.
But you can count on us to put it back together for you.
That's beautiful.
I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, I've got to record the pod with Suzanne. And I was like, it's really weird that we're related. Because like, I don't know. It's
okay. Tell me more.
I don't know. It just feels strange that like we have the same DNA or whatever.
I know. Something's off.
Because like, you're so different than me.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. After my week-long hiatus, I decided to come back after I stormed out of the office and quit. My people talked to your people and we got me to come back after my 4-day darkness retreat.
Yeah, you sat in the dark. Yeah, and then I said, you'll never work in this town again. And then you didn't.
No, I didn't.
How was the darkness retreat, Aaron Rodgers? Is he on it right now? When is he doing that?
I think he did it. Or is doing it. And then when he comes out of the darkness, he will make a decision. And I came out of the darkness and I was like, well, I guess I'll keep going.
You were like, am I going to retire from the podcast?
I think I might retire. If I'm moving on, it won't be quitting. It'll be retiring.
Yeah, that would be really sad if like you're like, you know, I'm going to retire. And then you come out of retirement and you start like brand newer information. And then, and you don't tell me. And I just see it in my feed. And I'm like, what? You traded
teams? If I retire and then my mom takes my place.
I know. Mom did a great job.
She did well. I listened to it and I was like, I got to come back. No offense, mom. But when you're talking about shoulder pads, I need to come back.
I know. Her shoulder pads reminded me of when I decided to share about Skip It for fibro-nostalgia.
And mine was like something that was really...
Yours was like the like Cold really, War or something. And I was like, Skip It. Very influential in my childhood in the 90s.
So how was Florida?
It was good. Other than when I put my AirPod in the garbage disposal. Other than that, it was pretty good.
Hey, I have something to play for you for fibro nostalgia.
You didn't just listen to what I said.
Yeah, you dropped your AirPod in the garbage disposal. I heard it.
Okay.
But you had already told me about it. Like last time I talked to you, you told me about it. Like that's been like the biggest thing in your life is like you dropped your AirPod in and I'm no, like, I'm kind of over it.
That's not the biggest thing in my life that happened on my Florida trip.
Oh, can we talk about that? Where you yourself?
No, I didn't myself. I on the beach. Why do I have so many poop stories?
Suzanne looks at the beach and she's like, it's just one big litter box. Did you do the thing with your feet after you?
I did the moonwalk to cover it up. Just a little context. I haven't even told my sobriety audience this, and I share everything with them. I go for long runs on... runs on the beach.
Yes, you did have long runs on the beach.
I went for runs on the beach. Thank God I go early in the morning when there's not a lot of fellow beach goers on the beach. But I made a wrong move. That's where I went wrong. You know when you feel it and you're like, oh, holy shit. Like literally, and you're like, and so you're like zeroed in on that, right? And I'm like, okay, I probably had like half a mile left on the beach and you could see it, but on the beach, it's going to take a long time. So I'm like, let me cut through. So there was like this path going off of the beach. It was a sandy path. It was like mangroves and stuff on the side. And so I'm...
Person groves.
I don't say mangroves.
We don't have to gender things here.
I can't run because that would be ill-advised at this point. And so I'm walking and I'm clenching. And I'm like, holy shit, I went like out of my way. I took a long path. And so I added probably another half a mile. I miscalculated and I could wait no longer. Nature was taking over my body and I had to just, I had to do it right there. Thank God no one was around, but I feel bad for those mangroves.
I think the world is broken into two types of people.
Okay.
People who, when it's happening, run, and people who, when it's happening, walk. Because neither is a good choice. Because when you run, it makes things move more, but you're there for a shorter time. But if you walk, you're there for a longer time and there's less movement. It's a dangerous game.
There comes a point where you just cannot run. Like literally, it would have released.
Yeah, but you also can't walk either.
No, and you know where you just
at least
stop.
If you're running, like you might get farther. You might get to a place.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, it depends on what the destination is. Also, you know, when you just walk and then you stop and you're like, think about baseball. You're like, think about anything other than a toilet. But I was traumatized and it was like a 5-second ordeal because I was so sweaty and having a panic attack.
It was like everybody out.
It was like everybody out, like pure evacuation. And I was like, I think I might die of a heart attack before this happens because I'm terrified.
Wait, so you, not only were you pooping yourself, you were also having a panic attack because you were pooping yourself?
Yeah, let me just paint a picture for you. When I worked at Bloomingdale's,
I don't want a picture painted of this.
When I worked at Bloomingdale's, I used to drive home in Atlanta and it was probably like a 5-minute drive. I would drive home to go to the bathroom and then drive back to work because the idea of pooping in public, I don't like it. I don't want any part of it. And this was like so public. This was outdoors where people were. And I had just done it. And I was walking down the trail and I saw a guy. And I was like, oh no, he knows. I'm like, is it written all over me? And then he's going to walk past it because I didn't go far off the trail. I couldn't. Oh man.
I've pooped in so many public places.
I know. That is definitely more your thing.
Yeah. I think I pooped in someone's front yard once when I was running.
You think you did or you for sure did?
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah.
Okay. There's something about running. I feel like this is definitely a runner's thing where it does just like get it all moving.
Well, I run with toilet paper, like in a Ziploc bag. Run with toilet paper and a Ziploc bag in your pocket. And like that shovel that I'm going
to
run with a shovel now. I'm going to send you a shovel.
I don't want this to ever happen again. I don't want to plan on this happening.
Yeah, but
I would rather be caught with my pants down.
Well, you would be, literally.
I know, I was.
So you shit yourself and you put your AirPod in the garbage disposal.
Yeah, it wasn't a great vacation, I guess. I felt like it was, but when you put it like that, it does not sound great.
Sounds fun. Okay, so I have a fibro-nostalgia to play for you, and I'm just going to play like 2 seconds and see if you can recognize it. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. I met either Belle, either Biv, or DeVoe. I don't know which one. But I met one of them.
That's not their names, by the way, Suzanne.
I know. I met one of them in Atlanta at Bloomingdale's. He was shopping for denim for his wife or his girlfriend. Just an FYI.
Was it Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, or Ronnie DeVoe?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, that was good. Russell and I just listened to that song not too long ago. That's a great song.
It was a multi-platinum selling album, Poison. That's the title track of the album, Poison. It was released in 1990. They formed in 1989 and then released Poison in 1990, which was their number one album ever.
Oh, really? That was their first album?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their most recent album, Three Stripes, came out in 2017.
Oh, really? Are they still together?
I think so.
Wow.
Belle Biv DeVoe reminds me of Baraboo Junior High School. like walking to school for some reason from the condo that was right up the hill.
Is that what you were listening to?
I remember listening to Poison. Probably. I think I must. I mean, how else could I have been listening to it? I must have been listening to it in a Walkman. And it just, that song just brings me back right to there, walking to Baraboo Junior High School.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those were tough years, Baraboo Junior High School.
They were, but I got to say that Belle Biv DeVoe helped me through those years.
Did they help you when you fell down the ramp? Where were Belle Biv and DeVoe when you fell down that ramp? They did not help you then.
Did they help you when you shat yourself in Florida?
No, they didn't. They were useless.
Belle Biv DeVoe aren't there to help you now.
They're not. No. Good song, not helpful.
I don't know. I just, you know how when you hear a song, it brings you back to a certain time and place?
Totally.
Like Jimmy Buffett reminds you of Dad. Belle Biv DeVoe reminds you of me, of Baraboo Junior High School.
You said it reminds you of me. Like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't remind me of you.
Yeah, when you think of Belle Biv DeVoe, I want you to think of me. When I'm gone, whenever you hear Poison, I want you to think of me.
What if you die of poison? Like, if you were poisoned.
Whoa. That would be some meta stuff.
I would think of you. And I would think of, like, oh, my brother died when he ate rat poison. Poison. I would give your eulogy and I would say it like that.
Play it at my funeral. Will you play poison at my funeral?
Only if you die of poison.
This got dark.
It did. It took a turn. It always does. Okay, well, my fibronostalgia, and if you're new here, fibronostalgia is something that we love from the 90s. Actually, I don't know if it's something that we love, because last week I did Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. We get new people every week. I know it's hard for you to believe, and I know that—
Nobody's new here.
Everybody's old. Okay, mine is the Jerry Springer Show.
Jerry.
Did you know? Okay, so it aired—
Why?
From—
You've already used this.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
No. Because if I did, I would have known that it aired from September 91 to July 2018.
Till recently.
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah. No, we had this conversation. It just recently ended.
That was Maury Povich. We were talking about Maury Povich and if he died.
I get those mixed up.
Well, Maury Povich
and Jerry Springer are separate people.
Yeah. Jerry was like the first one to do this kind of over-the-top, outlandish talk show. Okay, but his show aired for 27 seasons and nearly 5,000 episodes. Like, it was so successful. One magazine called it the worst show in the history of television.
What do you think the worst show in the history of television was?
Ooh. Well, I would say Powder, but that's a movie.
Powder was pretty bad.
Powder was so bad. I think that was—
Get
a Life was so bad. You loved it.
But Chris Elliott was in it. I loved it.
I think that that's actually critically acclaimed.
Chris Elliott is the best actor of our generation.
That is so not true. Wait, why did you just bogart my fibronostalgia?
don't bogart my segment.
Now I'm in a Get a Life, like, deep dive. And I'm like, Get a Life was on for two seasons—
Checkmate.
Starting in 1990.
It was only on for two seasons?
Yes. The first episode was called Terror on the Hell Loop 2000. Okay, back to Jerry Springer. So Jerry Springer is like a political guy. He's really into politics. And the first few seasons of his show were unsuccessful because it focused more on political issues. And so then they overhauled the structure of the show and they filled it with controversial topics such as incest and adultery, profanity, physical fights, nudity. And I just like this. In an October 2000 interview with Reuters, Jerry Springer said, "I would never watch my show. I'm not interested in it. It's not aimed towards me. This is just a silly show."
Whenever I hear Reuters, I think of like a health malady.
Like a goiter. Is it that what it is?
I had a bad case of Reuters.
I got a Reuter on my foot. What's a goiter? What is a goiter?
What is a goiter?
Look it up.
Is irregular growth of the thyroid gland. Whoa.
Okay, so it would not be on my foot. Well, no, the Reuter could be on my foot.
No, a Reuter is like a goiter of the foot.
Yeah, it is. I probably have it.
I've been meaning to talk to you about your Reuter.
I know. I need to get a Reuterologist to look at my foot because we got
to
get...
You need to get a Reuterectomy.
I do. So mine's the Jerry Springer show.
Oh, really? Wait, yours is the Jerry Springer show?
Yeah, and I think I saw like one episode. I don't think I've ever seen... It kind of scared me. It was scary. There were people with like just... It was a lot going on. And it would always be like if we're home sick from school that it would be on because it was on it like during the day. And I was just always scared.
I think that the Jerry Springer show came to represent something that was sort of like... was the Jerry Springer show, but also like beyond it.
Yeah.
Where you didn't even really have to see the Jerry Springer show to know what the Jerry Springer show was and was about.
Yeah. It was like counterculture kind of.
Yeah. And like bass and like id kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of, have you heard the term the Mandela effect?
Yeah, of course. It's shared false memories.
Yeah. It's shared false memories. And there are examples of it.
Well, is this the whole idea that we can't count on our memory anyway? Like our memories are almost always wrong.
Right? So is it Jif or Jiffy?
For what?
Peanut butter.
Oh, Jif.
Right. It's Jif. But people swear that they saw Jiffy.
Right, right, right. Yes, so I remember that's this.
That's the Mandela effect. Looney Tunes versus Looney Tunes. T-U-N-E-S versus T-O-O-N-S.
It's T-O-O, right?
So is it the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstain Bears?
Stain. It's their last name. Berenstain Bears.
You're right.
I know.
Did Curious George have a tail or not?
No.
You're right.
You just keep saying, you're right. Okay. Well, give
is
me
it
more.
Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
And. S-A-T-C.
Is it Febreze or Febreze?
It's Febreze.
Wrong.
Really? It's Febreze?
It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
Okay, okay. Give me another one.
Oscar Mayer or Oscar Mayer?
Mayer.
It is Mayer.
I know. I get all cocky.
Is it Skechers or Skechers? Is there a T in Skechers?
No.
There is no T in Skechers. Oh, is it Fruit Loops, F-R-U-I-T, or F-R-O-O-T, Loops?
I think it's O-O.
Yeah, it is. But you only think that because we're doing this. Like, you would...
What?
Because you're like, we're doing this in the we're doing this in the context of the Mandela effect. Like if somebody was like had a gun to your head in a random day and was like, spell Fruit Loops, and you would be like, F-R-U-I-T.
No, I don't
think
I would.
You know what I'm asking.
Okay. What? No, I think I just know whether there's a gun to my head or not. Jeez. Do another one.
Does the Monopoly Man have a monocle?
No.
No, he doesn't. That's just a 50-50 guess.
Oh, my God. I'm so good. And you're getting more pissed off every right answer I get. I love this game.
Is there a hyphen in Kit Kat?
No.
No. Is there a cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom logo?
No.
No. You are good at this.
I know.
Ooh, this is one. Is it Cheez-It or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-It.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
You're the worst. I hate this. No, I'm the best. I hate how good you are at this. It really bothers me.
This is my wheelhouse. This products and items to buy are my wheelhouse.
Does Flintstones have one or two T's?
One.
Two.
Oh, damn it.
Flintstones.
Well, I know. I thought it was a trick question.
All right. I'm kind of over this.
Do one more. I can't end on a one that I got wrong.
Was Ed McMahon the spokesperson for Publishers Clearinghouse?
Well, he was the one who delivered the checks.
Nope.
What?
You have been a victim of the Mandela effect. Dun, dun, dun. He was never a spokesperson for the company. Instead, he worked for American Family Publishers, but he never handed anyone checks.
Oh, really?
His face was simply on the envelopes.
Wasn't he in the commercials?
You have been Mandela'd. Wow.
Okay, but I just got like a 97%.
All right, so wait, what?
Jerry Springer. Wait, why did you bring up Mandela effect for Jerry Springer?
Because I feel like people have the Mandela effect when it comes to Jerry Springer. Like, it's true even if it didn't happen.
What do you mean?
You know, like, so you could be like, oh, this baby's not mine, blah, blah, blah. And like, maybe that
was more
actually
Maury.
Happen.
Yeah, well, that was more.
But it's like sort of, the Jerry Springer show is sort of a stand-in for that. And I think the Mandela effect applies there.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Moving on.
You've been Mandela'd about the Mandela effect. Okay. Wait, what?
Oh, you want me to go? Okay. Wait, what? From the AP, the Associated Press, foul-free McDonald's debuts plant-based McNuggets.
Ugh. I don't like that.
McDonald's McNuggets are going foul-free. McPlant Nuggets.
No.
Made from peas, corn, and wheat with a tempura batter are the second product McDonald's has co-developed with Beyond Meat. McDonald's has been selling a McPlant burger since 2021.
Is that true? I go to McDonald's, I mean, more often than you would think.
I think a lot. When I think of McDonald's, I think of you.
Yeah, right. And I've never seen a McPlant burger.
Or a McPlant nugget.
No.
It's so, this feels like I understand like being a vegetarian mom and, but like
then just
this
don't
feels
eat
so
meat.
Wrong. This feels so, this is like dehydrated water. Like this feels so wrong to me.
Also, I don't love a lot of meat and I just prefer vegetables. And hasn't it been proven the Beyond Meat stuff is worse for you than meat? Cause it's like super processed.
Right. It sounds bad. So it's got peas, corn, and you know, it's like,
yeah, corn is like not great.
Yeah. Wheat and tempura batter. That doesn't sound healthy to me.
No, it doesn't. I think that if you're not going to eat meat, just eat vegetables.
European customers have generally been more receptive to McDonald's plant-based meat products than those in the U.S.
Well, that's because we're all about our burgers.
You can take my McNuggets when you pry them from my cold, dead hands.
You don't eat McNuggets.
I probably haven't had a McNugget in 20 years.
You're missing out. They're pretty good.
I've not gone to McDonald's in 20 years.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure they're good. I don't doubt that they're good for a second. Of course they're good. I just don't eat them.
Wow. I don't like this. I'm not on board.
No. Thumbs down.
Denied.
Okay, your wait what?
Okay, my wait what comes from People, Jay, People Magazine. It's actually people.com.
Oh, I thought it was just People.
Just
people are saying.
Just people on the street. Paul Rudd lookalike dog finds happy ending after shelter calls on actor to adopt the pet. So there's...
Whoa, there's a lot in there.
There's a lot. So this Australian shepherd nicknamed Powell Ruff... like P-A-W-L R-U-F-F.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah, but not Powell. Paul. Paul. Ruff gained fame for looking like Paul Rudd and was adopted Sunday after a tweet comparing him to the Ant-Man actor went viral. So he's a 2-year-old, 65-pound Australian Shepherd mix from Tennessee. There are pictures of him. I don't know if I see it. Paul Rudd, by the way, is just the cutest. And he just, there's this thing on the internet that's always like Paul Rudd doesn't age. And he really doesn't. He looks the same always. Actually, I think he looks better now than when he was in Friends and Clueless for sure.
Oh, yeah. The dog, that's a spitting image of Paul Rudd.
I guess. Like when you put them side by side, I guess I can kind of see it. I don't look at the dog and think Paul Rudd. That's not the first thing that comes to mind.
My question is, could you put any dog next to Paul Rudd and have Paul Rudd look like, have that dog look like Paul Rudd?
Maybe.
No offense to Paul Rudd.
No, he's so cute. Georgia looks like a Karen right now because she got a haircut that is like so, I'm going to call the manager. Like it's so funny and I cannot take her seriously.
Well, you know how dogs resemble their owners.
Oh, snap. I'm never going to call the manager. Actually, I do that sometimes.
You sign off letters to me from the management.
Well, that's the management. I'm the management. I'm not calling the management. Yeah, I'm like, please report to me.
Dear Jay,
the management.
We'll record the podcast on Wednesday, sincerely, the management.
No, it's more like, dear Jay, happy birthday, sincerely, the management.
The management.
We actually have been doing that since high school, or even before.
What was that from? Was that like a thing that we saw? There was like a note that was left somewhere that was like signed the management, so we just started signing everything the management.
I guess.
My roommate in college, Wes, used to leave us notes that said, Dear Jay, poop called. Wes.
And then, yeah, poop does call even when you're running on the beach. And
poop called you collect while you were running on the beach.
And I tried
to
deny
accept
it.
Those charges.
I did. I accepted them. They went right through me. Okay, what's your – do you have any news to report?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. You sound surprised.
Well, the presidential race is starting to heat up, the 2024 presidential race. And
okay, this makes me nervous. And I can't believe it's already that time.
It is already. Well, it was that time the minute the 2020 presidential race ended. But
true.
Like it's starting.
But when you
people
say,
are starting to talk about it.
Yeah, when you say it's starting to heat up, I'm like, I'm not ready. That's my first thought.
Nikki Haley announced her candidacy. And really, all the heat is on the Republican side right now. People are wondering about Joe Biden. And there's some reports that he's going to run and other reports that he's not. Typical boomerish, like, I might, I might not, I might stay, I might go. Like,
yeah.
Just get out of the way, Joe. But the Republican side is starting to see a lot more action. Of course, Trump is the, you know, 300-pound corn-fed elephant in the room who golfs every day and stays at his own, you know, Days Inn.
Dumpy drawers.
But Nikki Haley just announced.
Yeah. Well, Mom talked about that last week. So that is, you heard it here fifth because.
Yeah, I know. And it was met with kind of a collective shrug. Like nobody's really excited about Nikki Haley. She's feels like kind of a throwback to the George Bush era of politics.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, yeah, it doesn't feel like really with the times, but there is a candidate who hasn't announced, but is definitely making all the moves like he will announce, who does feel to me like somebody who's with the times. And that's Governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu.
You like him, don't you?
I like him a lot. He's a pro-choice Republican. He's
okay, so he
moderate
is pro-choice
on all those social issues. He is pro-choice.
Okay.
He's a pro-choice Republican.
Okay. I like that.
He's not protesting, you know, but he's like,
yeah,
he's a pro-choice Republican.
Okay.
He's moderate. He's a new face. He's 48 years old, something like that. He called Trump crazy
yeah.
at a public event.
Yeah.
Quote, crazy. And he's really trying to point the direction of post-Trump Republicanism, which is like sane conservatism. And he's trying to take that mantle. Well, I'll link an article in the show notes that sort of asks the question, can he get in that lane, the yeah. normal lane, GOP's normal lane in 2024? And he's going for it. And I like him. He's won re-election many times in New Hampshire by huge margins, where all the national positions in New Hampshire went Democrat, but then Sununu would win by a big margin, which means a lot of Democrats are voting for him in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got crossover appeal. I don't know if he makes it through a primary, but I mean, the idealism in me says like he should go for it. Like, we need sanity on the Republican side. We just do. The country needs that.
Yeah, totally. We do. But don't you think Democrats want to keep Donald Trump in the forefront for Republicans?
At this point, I don't care what Democrats want.
Okay.
Seriously.
Well, that is clear.
I want there to be a good choice in the country. Like, all of this too clever by half stuff where, you know, we're going to amplify the crazy candidates so that our candidate has a better way to go. Like, that's just, it's just dumb. And it's going to come back and bite them. And it did. I mean, it bit them hugely with the Hillary Trump thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a good contest between relatively serious people about big ideas. Like, is that too much to ask for?
I don't know. Is it? Because who do Democrats have?
Well, they got Biden.
I know, but come on. He's too old. He's not serious anymore.
You know this train derailment in East Palestine? It's hurting Pete Buttigieg, transportation secretary. It's hurting him politically, the sort of ham-handed response after it. And
what does ham-handed mean? I mean, I know what it means.
What do you think ham-handed means?
No, but why? I'm picturing Pete Buttigieg with two hams on his hand, like two hams for
right.
hands.
Are you going to do anything well with ham hands?
Wait, let me see. Why is it?
Ham-handed is lacking dexterity or grace, heavy-handed, ham-handedly, and ham-handedness.
Handedness. That's like a family stone.
Are you left-handed or right-handed? No, I'm ham-handed.
Yeah, so Pete Buttigieg, you think, lost a step with that?
I think it's hurting him. I think he made a comment that, I mean, this is seems to be a pretty significant environmental disaster.
That really is not being reported on much.
No, and you know what those chemicals are? They're the chemicals that go into making PVC pipe.
Ooh.
And do you remember my thing back in high school when I was like super anti-PVC?
Yeah, I do.
Where I called PVC the silent killer?
Yeah.
And I went on this like anti-PVC crusade in high school.
Yes, but I also remember in elementary school when we were in Odyssey of the Mind and we made a robot with PVC arms. So then you were very pro-PVC. So you were a flip-flopper on PVC.
Well, that was before.
Okay.
I was for it before I was against it. That's right.
So not Biden, not Buttigieg, but Buttigieg is probably our best bet still.
Yeah, and I think this would be – well – I don't think the problem will be forgotten because I think it's a pretty significant problem. But maybe Buttigieg will, you know, come back from that. But he said that there's like thousands of train derailments a year and kind of like downplayed it. And it doesn't seem like it's a situation that should be downplayed.
Yeah, totally. And it's not being reported on much, except for here at Brand New Information.
Right. I heard a podcast that sort of compared it to Love Canal.
What's that?
Which was, I think, in the 70s or 80s, where there was a chemical spill of some kind, and they ended up just condemning the entire area, buying all the houses and allowing people to leave.
Like Chernobyl?
Not quite Chernobyl level, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, mine is kind of related because did you hear what's going on with Don Lemon at CNN?
Yeah, he said that stupid thing about Nikki Haley, right?
Yeah, so he said he just returned to work on Wednesday.
It's just so dumb. Like, what's the point of saying that?
And he like doubled down and they asked for clarification. Saying, like women are you saying? Yeah. So he said like, let me get the exact quote. He was talking about, okay, because when Nikki Haley declared her run for the presidency, she called for mental competency tests for politicians over the age of 75, which like, yeah, there should be.
I'm a big fan.
So Lemon on air argued that Haley herself, quote, isn't in her prime, unquote. And then so his co-anchors were like, what are you talking about, like for like childbearing age or for the presidency? And he said he attempted to support his argument by saying that a woman is only considered to be in their prime in 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. And then he doubled down on it in a segment in the following hour. What a stupid, stupid thing to say. And so he's back. So he said he's sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, women. I'm so sorry.
You know how I feel about like cancel culture and all of that? I think we should have very broad latitude to have a free exchange of ideas. But like, this is just a dumb thing to say. Like,
yeah, how does, it's just sexist.
It's so, well, yeah, it's sexist and offensive, but also like, so like, what do you say? Like who, I don't know. It's just a dumb thing to say.
It's really dumb. And his apology, so he tweeted, I appreciate the opportunity to be back on CNN this morning today. To my network, my colleagues, and our incredible audience, I'm sorry. I've heard you. I'm learning from you. And I'm committed to doing better. See you soon. And then they said that he's going to undergo, well, you know, Jeff Zucker is out at CNN. So he's been replaced by Chris Licht. And so he told staff in a memo that he had a frank and meaningful conversation with Lemon before approving his return. And, quote, he has agreed to participate in formal training as well as continuing to listen and learn. We take this situation very seriously, end quote. And I'm sorry, but what kind of training do you have to go under to, like, know that you can't say something about women being in their prime when our president is literally like 178 years old? I don't understand.
When are men in our prime, you think?
Never. I don't know.
Suzanne,
I
mean, you have to go to training.
I know. I need to be trained. I think that it's just stupid. And speaking as a woman who is 42 years old, like if you don't think we already feel this pressure to continue to maintain everything in how we look and all of this societal pressure to be in our prime, whatever the hell that means. I mean, I now hate Don Lemon. And I didn't really think about him before. He's kind of vanilla to me, but now I hate him.
I think he's more citrus than vanilla.
He's citrus vanilla.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm going to go get my Ozempic injection.
You're going to have... Wow. You're going to have Ozempic face then.
I already
better
do.
Better be careful. You do.
What, it makes you look older, right?
Well, yeah, because you need fat in your face.
I do.
You do. You need fat in your face. Okay. Love, Moo.
Love, Moo. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Brand New Information. If you liked what you heard, you can like, subscribe, share, print out copies to give to your family. If you don't like it, just try us again next week because we're trying to get better. We're always trying to get better.
Okay, but also rate it 5 stars.
Is 5 stars the max?
I don't know. Okay, rate it 6 stars.
6 stars.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at brandnewinfopod.twitter.com.
Oh, good job. And on Instagram at brandnewinformationpod.
Thanks a lot. See you next week.